Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Wu Di for Energy Medicine Florida. And tonight, I've got some really great stuff to share with you. First of all, if you've been watching the news, I know that reminds me of 50 years ago. Long ago, riots broke out in Detroit because somebody got pissed. And this is a sad situation of our society, that things are gotten so chaotic. When something gets so much chaos, what happens? Person gets pushed against the wall, and the next thing, they lose it, and they want to fight or somehow show their frustration. And that's what these kids are doing. Unfortunately, 50-year-ago riot didn't really change much, and I don't expect this one's going to change a whole bunch, except getting a lot of people angry. On the other side, that young kids came in and destroyed stuff. Now, I don't watch the news that much, and this isn't really something that I look at, but today there's gangs, young guys and gangs, mostly blacks. They're called the Crips and the Bloods. And this is a pretty tough group of gangsters, you know, thugs, drug-selling folks. And what they did is they hate each other. They don't dig each other's style, and, you know, you hear, I don't know much about them, but, you know, when you watch any of the movies, those are the guys in prison that stab each other and stuff like that. Anyway, these guys got together, and they said, hey, this is our city, man. You are destroying our city, and they're doing the best to help calm everything down. Well, how does this have to do with energy medicine and Qigong and all the things that I do? Well, as you know, I'm a healer. I've been doing this type of work for 35 years, and I work with the energies of a person. So let's say you're in my office and I'm touching you. You know, I'm putting a needle in you or I'm massaging your shoulders. That's your physical body. You know that something's happening because it's on the physical. But then there's another body. There's our energetic body. So did you ever have somebody, like, step into your space? They're crowding you. That's where our energetic body is. It's our second body. And it extends out, depending on how strong your energy is, but anywhere from 6 inches to, well, maybe 3 or 4 feet, 5 feet. Sometimes you'll have somebody get closer to you than that 5 foot, 4 foot, 3 foot, 2 foot range, and it gets uncomfortable because they're actually in your space. When you do the martial arts, there's sort of like a space around you. Like if you put your hand out in front of you and you sort of make a circle around you, that's your space. So you got about a 3 or 4 foot radius around you, where your energetic body is. When we do the medical Qigong, of course, it affects your energy body. And sometimes if there's an imbalance in the energetic body, it'll eventually go into the physical and cause a form of dis-ease. Not a disease, but a dis-ease in the flow of energy. And there's another body we can help. It's our spiritual body. So I'm here in Florida. Just got home, had a little dinner, took a shower, put on a robe, and I'm relaxing and talking to all of you. And meanwhile, my mother, she's in Detroit, Michigan, quite a ways away. I wanted to get there right now. Even if I went to the airport, it's a 3-hour flight. to get to her house would be another hour, and for me to get to the airport would be another hour. So that's three. It'd be 5 hours. That's the quickest I could get there. But if something happens to Mom, or if Mom says something, it affects that spirit body. I remember when my grandmother died, my dad's father, and my dad, oh boy, was he affected. He is the youngest child of 8 kids. So he really, he's the 7th son. Anyway, Dad, when my grandmother died, he was a wreck. But I remember when he came back to Michigan, where I was living at the time, he said, you know, it's still like my mom's alive because I feel her energy every day because she's in California and I'm here. And, you know, so when we're working with our energies, we're working with three bodies. We're working with our physical body, our energetic body, and our spiritual body. It's the same in the meditations. When we do meditations, we start working with the physical body, calm things down, then we move into the energetic body, and then we move into the spiritual body, and then shoot out from there. We'll talk about that one day on how to do that in the microcosmic orbit. But tonight, what I want to talk about is something that is more on the physical realm, something that you don't hear about it, and even if you've been doing internal practices and Qigong for many years, you don't learn this. I did martial arts for many years. I started out, I was a hyperactive kid. There was no Ritalin, so my dad said, I know what we'll do with them. We'll put them in martial art classes. So I did jiu-jitsu, and that was quite a workout, and I'd come home and go to sleep. Huh, better than Ritalin, huh? Anyway, we have all this energy from the martial arts that you might learn. After I did jiu-jitsu, then I went in eventually to Aikido, which is all energy work, moving the energy and working with another person's energy. And then finally, Kung Fu called Wing Chun Kung Fu, made popular by Bruce Lee and some other really interesting martial artists. What you learn in the martial arts is you learn how to ground yourself. Most of us, especially guys, our energies are all from the navel point up. You see big guys at the gym with little legs. And actually, guys are much stronger than women, but they die before women. Yeah, the women last a lot longer. Why? Because they're more grounded and center. Their energy is yin. It's a quieter energy. The man's energy is yang. And that hot heat energy, what it does, burns out too quick. Happens in the sexual practices. Man is the fire stick. Woman is the water. Put that fire stick in the water, guess what? It goes out. You have to learn how to heat up that water. Get that water boiling, then get it steaming, then you got some energy. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about what those internal exercises are and how you can use them to your advantage, no matter what practice you do. I don't care if you've been practicing Qigong for 30 years or if you've been doing martial arts all your life. This is really important. So pay attention to this one. It'll give you a lot of value. And it'll get you out of any type of stuckness in your practice. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. A lot of imagination, because we're on radio, not television today. You bring your attention to your navel point and imagine that you have a spear. A spear is about 2.5 feet long. What I want you to do is energetically, in your imagination, imagine you're stabbing that spear right through your navel. Mm. And it'll come out the back, right? I take another spear that's 2.5 feet, and you go to your side, and you push that right through the side. And what you'll notice is now you have a spear, and in the middle of the spear, there is a cross, right? Right in the middle. That's where the lower tantian is. You know, You hear the Philosopher's Stone if you read any mythology, or when you go into Chinese restaurants and you see the phoenix and the tiger, and in the middle there's a pearl and they're chasing that pearl. Somewhat of that is your lower Tantian, your Bakwa, right below the navel, right in that end. Sometimes they call it the cauldron. That's where we store our energy. Anyway, in the middle of that, where that cross is, what I want you to imagine is a baseball, a softball, okay, right in the middle. And what I want you to do is I want you to start rotating that softball. Okay, let it spin. Okay, so you just let that spin. You can still listen to me and keep that energy spinning. Now, while that's spinning, bring your attention to the bottom of your foot. If you divide the foot into three sections, you got the heel, you got the toes, and then right in the middle, right behind the toes, the deepest part of the foot is an acupuncture point, and they call it kidney one, the first point on the kidneys, and it really helps ground the body. They call it, I guess the translation for it is bubbling spring, because the energy comes up from the earth, from the water element, and it comes up into that point, and it travels up your legs, goes around your genitalia, and then comes out, surfaces at the navel, goes back in, surfaces at the solar plexus, goes back in, and then surfaces again at the upper palate. It's the inner channel of the kidney meridian. We usually don't hear about that. They usually say for kidney one, you go up the inside of the leg, all the way up to right under the clavicle there, the kidney 27. Those are the acupuncture points. But we're going to use the internal channels. I remember when I used to fight or get into any type of competition with things, I would run my partner's internal channels backwards to give me a little more energy, and I mean to give them less energy and to make my energy stronger by running my channels the way they should go. You might think it's cheating. All the martial arts do it. They drop down. They drop under their opponent. They try to get their energy so low that they can come up under and behind their opponent energetically and bah! So a lot of the fighting techniques are all done internally. The same with the healing techniques. If I want to make a difference in someone's energetic field, I have to drop my energy down under their energy and start making some changes. So you got that ball rolling, right? That ball, and you got your attention at the bottom of your foot, kidney one. And imagine your foot or your feet are like a plunger, like the plunger that you plunge the sink with or the toilet, like a suction cup. And as you roll that ball, imagine that energy is coming up to that ball in a beautiful blue, lapis lazuli blue, like a peacock's feather. And that's rolling around that ball, and it's pulling up more energy from the earth. Okay, you got it rolling? Good. So we're going to let that roll, and we're going to start pulling up energy from the earth. Okay, at the same time, we want to pay attention to what's called the Tai Chi pole. So now we got another sphere, and this one's going to be about 4 foot long. What I want you to do is you imagine that right in the very top of your head, you take that sphere, you run it all the way through your head, and it comes out the bottom at the perineum. Okay, the perineum is it's not the anus, and it's just under or behind the scrotum, or girls, it's just behind. It's right in the middle there. So you're like a barbecue. If I was going to barbecue, you had to put a spear right through your body, put you on the fire and turn you around, roast you up nice. Okay, we're going to do a different kind of roasting. We're going to start to move our energy. And let me tell you, nobody but nobody gives you this information. Or if they do, it takes years. It took me years to get this information. Training, practicing, studying with this teacher, going to the next teacher. I had to go to acupuncture school. I had to study medical qigong. Finally got my doctorates in that. It takes a lot of work because the teachers, they're not especially giving you everything at once. And even if they did, we might not get it. So now you got that Tai Chi pole, that pole that's going right through you like the barbecue. They call that the Tai Chi pole. So now take your tongue and place it on the roof of the mouth. So if there was a spear there, tongue would be right through that spear. Okay, so now your attention's on the very top of the head, do 20. That's the point right on the top of the head. Your point's on that upper, on your palate with your tongue. Your attention's on your perineum, right in the bottom of your genitalia there. The other point is at the bottom of your foot, kidney one. So you got that energy running with that ball and that ball circulating, right? Now what I want you to do is reverse the energy of the ball. So now make it go the opposite way. If you had it going clockwise, make it go counterclockwise. Get it going forward and make it go backwards, okay? So you're pulling up energy from the earth. Now you're starting to pull in the energy from the heavens. And you're letting that energy, as that ball spins, it's starting to pull in energy, almost like a pump, like a sort of like a water pump. So as it turns, it pulls from the top of your head, whoosh, right down that Tai Chi pole, and it pulls from your feet, whoosh, right up into that lower tantia and the cauldron where the ball is spinning. Okay? And you start to mix the cool, cool energy of the water coming up, and you start to mix the hot, hot energy of the fire coming down. So you're starting to mix the fire and the water energy. You're starting to mix the fire energy is the heart, the water energy is the kidneys. So when you look at the yin-yang sign and you see it, you know, sometimes it's black and white. In the medical stuff, it's always blue and red. I ask the question, what? Well, how come when I did Tai Chi or when I learned it, it was black and white? And how come you have it red and blue? Well, the red is the fire element, the heart energy and the small intestines. And the blue is the kidney energy. So when you mix fire and water together, if you put in too much water, if there's too much water, of course the fire will go out and you'll have no energy and you'll get fat and lazy. And if there's too much fire, what happens is you burn up all the water. And once the water's gone, man, you shrivel up. So as you get older, you want to start building the yin energy. How do you do that? There's a few ways. You start to do Tai Chi, Qigong, Yoga, stay away from the gym, stop running, you know, or if you're going to run, do sprints. Walk for 5 minutes, sprint for 30 seconds. Walk for 5 minutes, sprint for 45 seconds. You know, like that thing, heart sprint, that'll get your heart going. And if you go to the gym, don't you lift them heavy weights anymore. You're going to get hurt eventually. What you want to do is you want to do light weights, lots of reps. The big muscles are ridiculous. You know who's really strong? A gorilla and even a little monkey, because they're tendons. It's the tendons strength. That's where you want the strength. You want the flexibility, the agility, and you want to have your tendons nourished. Okay, how do you do it? More yin energy. Okay, yin foods are like sweet potatoes. What else? Juicy foods. Pears are especially good. Pears are wet and juicy. Peaches, oh, plums are great. plums. You want to do plums too, because that puts more yin in the body. So you want the muscle structure, of course. You know, you need some muscle. So do some light weights. Keep yourself toned. You can do some push-ups. You can do some pull-ups. You can stay away from the weights. Do some stretching. Do some tai chi. There's a lot of when I did the martial arts a lot, you know, there's a lot of strength training. The strength that you want is you want it in your feet, the grounding. You want it in your calves. You want it in your thighs. You want it in your low back and your buttocks. So if you know the Hindu squats, start doing those. That's when you take a hands are out in front of you. You inhale, pull the hands back, then you drop down, you know, as you bend your knees. And then, let me go, whoop, whoop, and then you come up. So you're doing a deep squat. If your knees hurt, don't go as deep. And you'll start to build your leg energy. Start to get that power leg. I remember I was at the gym when I was a kid, and, you know, you put those two big 50-pound plates in, you push those up, and your ego gets kicked in a little, and you put on four 50-pound weights, and you push that up, and then you do four on each side, and then you try to get six on each side, and if you keep doing it, eventually it might hurt your back. It's more of an ego thing. It doesn't really give you the strength, the flexibility, and the agility that you need. Okay, remember, you've got that ball rolling while you're listening to me. You've got the energy from the sun coming into the top of your head to the lower times, yeah. And you've got that suction cup on kidney one, bubbling spring, pulling up that energy. Okay, that energy is mixing, that yin and yang is mixing right in the lower cauldron, right in the Tan Tien. Okay, now we're going to add something. We're going to add the animals that go with this. When the Chinese teach, they teach a lot of symbology. So in front of you, where they're on the top, let's use the top, we're pulling in the sun energy. The sun energy would be represented by the phoenix, you know, the phoenix bird, the one that, you know, sort of crashes and burns and then grows out of the fire and comes back. He's a mythological character, but he's a very powerful one. And then the water element, the kidney energy, that's usually represented by a deer. Now, if you've ever watched deers or you've been around a deer, or if you've eaten any venison, that meat is a very hot meat. So it puts a lot of heat in the body. But it represents by the kidneys. At the same time, the deer is always wagging his tail. As he wags his tail, what he's doing is he's actually ejaculating, or maybe stimulating. So what happens as he does that, he grows more horns. Hence, we get that saying, he's horny or she's horny. In Chinese medicine, we use the deer horn to put a little more heat in the body. So if you're in the winter and you get like cold thighs and cold back and you're starting to get cold, you can buy it in powder or you can buy it in little slices. And then you start to add that to your stew. Or you can boil that up and make a drink. It doesn't taste that good. Or I remember when I was in China, what they do is they serve... They cut the deer's horn off. They take a little bit of blood, and they mix that with ginseng. Man, that's a powerful drink there. And it builds your sexual energy. Now, I wouldn't suggest doing the deer blood because you never know about that. But if you're living in the north and you're getting cold all the time, or you have an older mother or father and they're always cold, the deer horn is really good to build some heat in the body. Now, all these things, you have to study a lot to learn all this stuff, but it's worth studying and it's worth learning because we have three things that we want in life. All of us want this. We want health, wealth, and happiness, right? So you represent the first one, and the most important one is your health. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Yeah. You know how much money Stephen Jobs left when he died? Well, I'll tell you how much he left. He left all of it. He left every penny. Your health is your most important commodity. After your health, then you can work on your finances. And then, once you have your health and your wealth together, then the happiness is family and children. But health is number one. And it's not only your physical health, it's your health physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. It's every single aspect in your life. Everything you do, you have to think about it. When you're going to eat something, is this healthy for me or is this just a fun food? Now, I'm not saying that you don't get to eat fun foods. You know, we all get to eat fun foods. You know, every so often I'll have an ice cream. I don't think I'd have a hot dog anymore, but maybe. Maybe. But not likely. But I make sure that I eat a rounded, you know, type of diet. You know, I eat a lot of greens. I eat a lot of salads. I eat eggs. You know, I like eggs. I buy organic eggs. And, oh, this is a great recipe. You take some organic eggs, two eggs. You put them in your blender or your bullets or whatever you have that blends things up. Take a handful of parsley and wash it off, and you put the parsley in there. And then you take, like a quarter teaspoon of sriracha sauce. Sriracha is a hot sauce that you can get at the Chinese store. Man, this is a good one. Okay, now what you do is you put the hot sauce, put the eggs, put the parsley in that blender, and you turn it on. You blend it up until you've got this green-looking stuff. Then put a little coconut oil in a pan. I usually use I don't usually use stainless steel. What I'm using is, and I'll tell you where I get them, too. I use those iron, cast iron pots, cast iron pans. I got a great big one, and I got a small one. And those are what I use. It gives guys enough iron in their diet that you really don't have to take iron pills and constipate yourself. And for women, it gives you enough iron. You know, it depends on how many periods you're getting or how often. But it just gives you a little bit of iron. And what I'll do is I blend that up. I put that little olive oil, not olive oil, I don't use olive anymore. I'll use coconut oil. I put that in the pan. I get that warmed up. Then I will pour that stuff into the pan. Okay? And I let it cook for 30 seconds to get the whole pan heated up. And then what I'll do is I'll take that pan, I'll take a glove, you know, a pot holder, and I'll put that right in the oven. What happens is it blows up like a souffle. So now you have this, remember Dr. Seuss, green eggs and ham? Well, there's no ham, but you get these green eggs. But it's got parsley in it, so that means you're getting a lot of chlorophyll. You got eggs in it, so you're getting protein. It's got a little hot sauce in it to give it a kick. I might put a little salt in it, and man, you got a delicious breakfast. And I do that maybe two or three times a week, sometimes more. But it's delicious. You're going to say, wow, Dr. Wu, thank you for that one. Okay, let's get on with the energy. So you got that ball rolling in the middle of the time PM, right? You got the energy pulling up from the kidneys. You got the energy pulling up from your head. Now I want you to start rotating the ball instead of forwards and backwards. Rotate it to the side. Okay, like a plate, like you have a big plate. Not a big plate, but a little plate, and the ball's moving to the side and pulling in energy. Okay, let the ball roll. The ball's rolling, and we want to put our attention on our left side. What's on the left side? The dragon's on the left side. The green dragon, it represents the liver. And the liver, this is the liver time. This is spring. things are just popping out of the ground. The liver has the emotion of anger. That's the negative emotion. But then on the positive side, it has kindness. Right now we're talking about that riot, you know, going on. It's a lot of angry spring people busting, screaming, yelling. That needs to be tamed down by some kindness. You know, the city needs to do some kindness. Now, I'm not a fond believer in giving people food stamps or putting them on welfare. I think what it does, it steals your dignity. It makes you lesser, or it makes you feel that you're, you deserve something for nothing. I've managed to educate myself quite a bit. Spent a lot of time on getting educated. Grade school, high school, some college. Lots of massage classes, lots of martial art classes, lots of then acupuncture classes, pre-med classes, Wing Chun classes, medical Qigong classes. I'm going to a class this weekend. Huh. Yeah, I keep educating myself. As much as I can, I read and study. I stay away from the boob tube. Sucks your mind, sucks your energy. Get yourself educated, you know. Spend some time reading some books. If you don't have books, go to the library. If you got a computer, study on the computer. But put some time in. It'll change your life. And then somebody says, well, I'll give you Medicare. You say, I don't need that. I make my own money. And, I mean, we all like something for nothing. But let me tell you, if I'm giving you something and you're taking it, guess who's in charge? You certainly aren't in charge. I'm in charge of you. It's to say, I had a guy come in. This is a great guy. He started his own business. He's starting a computer business, computer games. I'm not a gamer. I don't play those games. I used to play Pac-Man. That was 150 years ago. But, you know, they play all those games. He's into it. He's 46 or 47 years old. Good-looking guy, strong, married, got two kids. And he started this company that he buys from many of the manufacturers, these games, and then he sells them on the Internet. And he's just getting it going. It's going real well. He's lived in Florida all his life, and he's black. Okay, not saying that's bad that he's black. He's black, and he started his own business. Okay, cool. So we became friends. So I asked him the other day, I said, what do you eat, man? You know, what's your diet like? He said, well, let me see. I eat a lot of chicken. So I said, you eat a lot of chicken? I said, where do you get this chicken that you eat a lot of? He said, I don't know, Colonel Sanders, Wendy's, Popeyes. He had a half a dozen of these restaurants. And I said, you know, man, I don't want to offend you or anything, but you're eating, you're not eating the right food. So I suggested that he goes to Netflix and looks at a movie called Food Inc. Man, that'll kill the chicken for him. It shows you how chicken is grown in the United States. If you're going to eat chicken, buy yourself an organic chicken or get yourself a piece of land and put your own chickens on it, because that commercially raised chicken is nothing but slave food. And then I asked him, I said, do you ever eat any soul food, my friend? He said, well, maybe for Christmas I'll eat some of it. I said, you're eating the same stuff. I said, they got you on a diet that's going to give you some sickness. And he said, well, I don't have much. I said, well, what about this high blood pressure we're working on? I said, you're 40-some years old. I'm three medicines, and I'm into my 70s. I don't take a thing. You know, I look like I'm in my 50s, but I'm 20 years older than that. and I train every day. And he said, well, I'm busy. I said, I know, man. You're busy, but you're going to Colonel Saunders, and you're eating. I remember when I was in China, they took me. They said, oh, Dr. Wu, we got a great place to take you. I said, where? They said, Kentucky. I said, Kentucky? What's Kentucky? Come on, we'll go to Kentucky. Kentucky was KFC. I passed on it. I don't eat chicken. Remember when they came out with that bird flu some years ago? That was the end of me eating chicken. Yeah, right. I don't like it. I don't want it. You know, every so often, like maybe once a year, I eat something. I go, what is that taste? It's so strange. It's chicken. Don't eat that bird, man. That bird's no good for you. And don't eat at those fast food restaurants. Not even once in a while. It's no good for you. If you got to go there, I'll tell you what to eat. Nothing. Eat the coffee. Drink the coffee. That's about the best you're going to do. Not good for you at all. All right, so now you've got that dragon on the left, right? The green dragon. That represents the litter. Bring your attention over to your right side. On the right side, there's a white tiger, and it represents the lungs. Okay, so now we've got the fire, right? Got that fire going. That's the heart. We got the energy going for the kidneys. That's the water. That's a turtle. Oh, yeah, they represent the kidneys with a turtle. And there's a around the turtle's shell, there's always a snake. But what that snake's doing, if somebody attacks you, that snake, before they get through the turtle shell, bam, the snake hits them. So you got the turtle, you've got the phoenix, you've got the green dragon, you've got the white tiger. These are your protectors. They're all around your body. And then in the center of everything, that's where the stomach and the spleen is. So our stomach and spleen, that's when you go to somebody's house and they say, hey, are you hungry? And they have something to eat. Oh, look at, here's something. They try to nourish you, because what they're doing is, as they nourish your stomach and spleen, they nourish your heart, they nourish your kidneys, they nourish your liver, they nourish your lungs. There's a whole nourishment of your soul, of your body, of that inner tan tien. So now you've got that rolling ball in the middle at the lower tan tien. It's pulling in the energy from the liver. It's pulling in the energy from the lungs. It's pulling in the energy from the heart. And it's pulling in the energy from the kidneys. At the same time, it's shooting out and nourishing those organs. As those organs get nourished, guess what? You get stronger. Now, you want to train. You want to train your body to move this ball of energy and pulling that energy in and then projecting that energy out. Sort of like a wave. The energy comes in and it moves out. It comes in, moves out. So you're starting to get this flow of energy running. It's only energetic, right? You don't really see it. But what you're doing is you're starting to nourish the chi, starting to nourish the energy. Okay, so what happens? Okay, so I got nourished chi, right? Well, what follows the chi is blood, right? That's what happens. If I go down to the ocean and the waves are coming in and I want the waves to go in a certain direction, what I'll do is I dig like a ditch. You know, I take my little shovel and dig in the sand, and then the water comes in, and it follows that little ditch that I dug. Well, when you start to train the energy, when you start to do this qigong and these internal exercises, guess what? You train the energy to move where it's supposed to move. So you want the energy to move into the lung and the large intestines. You want it to move into the stomach and the spleen. You want it to move in the heart and the small intestines. You want it in your bladder, in your kidneys, in the pericardium. The pericardium we don't talk about much in Western medicine. The pericardium is the sac around the heart. You hear of people getting pericarditis, or I think that's how you pronounce it. That's an infection in the sac around the heart. Okay, But what we're doing is we're nourishing that sac around the heart. We're bringing in the energy. And what that has to do with is a lot of our mental, emotional problems or our mental, emotional health, that you feel good, you feel great, you want your body to radiate. Yo, baby, let's get on with it. Okay. So you're nourishing all these pericardium. Then we've got something called a triple heater. That is how the water moves through the body. The upper, the middle, and the lower jowl, they call it. And that's how the water flows through the body. We don't even talk about that in the West. Okay. So we got fire, earth, metal, water, wood. Let's see, where are we? Got to do we do the kidneys yet? No, we got the kidneys and the bladder. And then we've got the gallbladder. And we've got the liver. And then we get a central and governing meridian. So the center and governing meridian, they go up the front of the body from the pubic bone, all the way up to your chin. Not your chin, but all the way up to your lip. Like if you pull your lip down, there's a point right there. Ooh, that one hurts when they put a needle in. And then there's another one that goes from your tailbone all the way up your back, all the way over your head to your top lip. So it starts at the perineum and goes all the way up to the top lip and the bottom lip. I think that's why kissing is so exciting, because it brings that energy up from the kundalini. Woo! Sometimes a kiss is so exciting. They don't tell you that. Nobody tells you the rules. Nobody tells you anything until you have to delve into it. The television is a waste of your time, your energy. Listen to radio. That's why I'm here. Right. Anyway, when you learn all these things, you start to move the chi, and then guess what? Blood follows. So if blood follows and you get enough blood in your lungs and in your heart and in your kidneys and your bladder and your spleen and your small intestine, your large intestine, your brain gets blood, guess what? You don't get sick. When the blood isn't flowing to the organs, guess what? The organs start to atrophy like a prune. It sort of withers away. You'll see it on people's faces. All those wrinkles and stuff, those wrinkles are from people not nourishing the organs, not getting proper oxygen and blood. Because when it brings in blood, guess what? It brings in oxygen. You get vitality and energy, and you feel good. You feel great. You know, you feel young. So that's what these exercises do, this Qigong, Tai Chi, these internal exercises. It starts to nourish the Qi, which nourishes the blood, which brings oxygen to all the organs, and you can retain your youth for years, years and years. You will look way younger. You'll have better sex. You'll have better energy. Man, I sound like a commercial. But I'm so excited about I've been doing this for, I've been doing this for so many. I've been doing this since I've been in my 20s. Long ago, back in the days when I was a young boy. And why did I do it? Because they said it would give you more sexual energy. But to a young guy, you know, that's good enough. And even to an older guy, So that gets things moving in your head, right? You're going, whoa, better sex. Works for girls, too. Girls, you know, that energy moves. Because if not, if you're not getting blood and things aren't flowing, you get things like prolapsed organs. Damn. You know what that means? That means instead of the organs, instead of this lungs being where they should be and the heart, all of that starts to drop because of age and gravity and you not training your internal organs. And what happens, everything starts to drop down. And guess where it ends up? If everything drops at the very bottom is your sexual energy. And when that goes, that's when you start to age. You start to age rapidly. So if you can keep the sexual energy strong, that means you've got the kidneys that are strong. If the kidneys are strong and the heart is strong, you're going to live for a long time. You're going to be sexy. Ooh, baby, this is an exciting part of what longevity is all about. And at the same time, remember, you've got that ball turning, it's spinning, and it's pulling up that energy from the earth, from the kidney energy, and you're pulling in that energy from the heavens. Woof, it's coming down, the fire energy, and from the green dragon, the liver, and from the white tiger, the lung, and now you're nourishing all that energy. And through this whole talk, every bit of information I've been giving you, at the same time, you're sucking up energy into every pore of your being. The chi is flowing. The energy is flowing. You're getting more blood. You're getting more oxygen. This whole call is making me younger, and I know it's making you younger. It's a way that we can heal ourselves. And, of course, we do not talk about this in Western medicine, because Western medicine, what we're doing right now, it's a pity. It really is. It's a shame. Oh, makes my heart sad even to talk about this, that the drug companies, Big Pharma, is so powerful and has so many lobbyists going on right now. Their objective is to sell you medicine. If I can get you on medicine and keep you on medicine, you are a great customer. If you can do these Qigong exercises and make everything flow, you are a horrible customer. So I am the enemy. I am the enemy of Big Pharma, because I can teach you ways to keep yourself young, vibrant, and healthy. And I could easily sell you a pill. You got to take this pill to keep yourself up in the morning, and this one to put you to sleep at night, and this one so your cholesterol is not so high, and this one, oh, you take this one, this is going to make you hard, and you take this one, and this is going to make you this. These pills are a scam, you know, and hello, Big Pharma, if you're listening to me, yes, it's a scam. If you ever get a hold of this book, it's a book, and it's a commentary between Louis Pasteur and a man named Bichat, Dr. Bichat, both French. And Pasteur said it was the germ. The problem is the germ. And Bichat said, no, it's not the germ. It's the milieu. The milieu is your internal terrain. What I mean by your internal terrain is if you were going to grow a garden and the ground was sand and clay, and it didn't have vitamins and minerals, you would put the seeds in there and they would either die or you'd grow some kind of strange weed. But if you cultivated that land, you composted it, you put in the right nutrients, you aerated it, got worms to live in it, you did all the wonderful things for that piece of land, and you grew food, you started to grow food, plant it, what would happen is you would get great tasting, luscious, whatever you grew. That's the idea. Now, in our system, if you're eating bad food, if you're breathing bad air, if you're doing the wrong type of exercise, and if you're telling yourself how bad it is, guess what? It is. I know a gal, she works as a secretary, and all day long, she complains about how bad things are. And guess what? They keep getting worse for her. Yeah, why? Because that's what she thinks about. Whatever you think about, whatever's on your mind, the most is what you're going to get. So if you get up in the morning, you say it's a great day, it sure is. And if you get up and you say it's a bad day, it sure is. You're always right. Whatever you say and do, the most is what you're going to pull in. So when we talk about positive thinking, positive mind, it's more than that. As that ball spinning in the center and pulling in all that energy and the chi and feeding all those organs, your mind too, your mind is so important. on what you feed it. If you feed it junk, you're going to end up with junk. You know, now, I'm happy that Mr. Wendy is making some money, or Wendy, whatever her name is, and the Colonel, I'm sure his family's doing rather well. I think it's great, but I doubt if they eat that stuff. I doubt it. If you make a lot of money, you are certainly not going to do it. And don't be fooled by Whole Foods either. I hear people say it all the time. I want you to know I buy all my food at Whole Foods. Well, if it's not organic, guess what? You're just buying the same thing you're buying at the grocery store. So it's important to keep yourself healthy. You got to read all the labels. You got to read all the literature. You got to find out what's going on. And you got to stay away from people. If they're negative, guess what? They are energy vampires. They're just sucking your energy away. And if you hang out with that type of person, you've got to change your friends. Yeah, you've got to change your friends. You've got to change things that make your life work better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. Because as you make those changes, you'll see you will transform every part of your life. Now, if you're not familiar with my website, I've got a website, and it's about to change. I got Anthony working it, and he's a great webmaster. And the name of the website, there's a few of them I got. One's called Energy Medicine Florida, and I got a lot of information on there, a lot of free information. I got a YouTube channel called Dr. Wudi, D-R-W-U-T-H-I, with lots of free information. I'm on the radio every other week, and I want you to know that these guys at the radio station, they're some super guys, man. They get these shows on every other week for me. And if you go to www.dbsradio.com/energy medicine. All those shows that I did are logged. I mean, there's a whole slew of shows that you can listen to anytime for free. I mean, I am loaded with energy and I'm loaded with info, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep giving you more and more information to make your life better, to make your wife's life better, to make your husband's life better, your kids. Oh, man, we're going to, as far as that riot, what we're doing is we're doing a riot inside. We're taking anything that doesn't work, and we're kicking it out, and we're getting rid of all the bad stuff. We're burning it out. We're getting rid of it, throwing out, and we're changing our lives so we have nothing but pure white light, energy, healing ability. And as that happens, you'll see more and more people will come around you who have the same type of energy. You're building an internal power of energy that will transform your life. Yeah, yeah, how about that, man? That's what I do at my office. I see people all day. I'm now teaching a class. It's coming up the end of the month, on the last Sunday of this month. Is that this week? Oh, it sure is. This Sunday, I'm teaching a class at the Unity Church, Unity by the Sea, at 1 o'clock. I'm teaching a class on the recharging Qigong for about an hour or so. You're going to love it. Come on down. Unity by the Sea. It's in Miami. If you're in Miami, don't miss this one, man. I'm going to give people, you know, the church charges something, but I don't know. They don't charge a whole bunch. Come down, man. Learn this stuff. This is the stuff that could transform your life. My other website is called Recharging, like recharging yourself, Qi. They spell Qi in Chinese, you know, with a Q, Q-I, Qigong, G-O-N-G, .com. RecchargingQigong.com. Oh, I don't know, maybe I wrote 1,000, 1,500 blogs with a whole bunch of energy. Now, if you want to sign up for the website, there's a little pop-up. It's not working right now, but it'll work in the next few days. I got the web guys on it. I wish I knew something about the web, but all I know is it either works or doesn't work. So you have to get in touch with me, you can write me at Dr. DrWUDHI@gmail.com. I'll repeat it. D like David, R like Robert. Wu, W like William. U, like ugly. U, D like David, H like Harold, I like India @gmail.com. That's Dr. Wu D. Now, you got my two websites. You got my email address. Man, I got you hooked up, baby. I want you to get in touch with me if you need any help, if you need any information. Don't bug me with trivia stuff. Don't tell me about your woes and throes and how it doesn't work. Tell me what you want. Let's make some changes on this planet. Can't have people rioting and going nuts. People have to start changing that anger energy into kindness, kindness for themselves and kindness for other people. It's time to make the changes. I thought that the planet would only get better, but it seems like it's getting a little rough. And if we're not watching it, if we're not being the people in charge, well, guess what? Something is going to take over. Something, someone, who knows if they're going to be flying saucers or Arabs or Chinese or something. You know, things have to be cultivated. The energy inside has to be cultivated, and the energy in your family has to be cultivated, and in your house, and in your neighborhood, and on this planet. We are the shepherds. Time to get to work, everybody. No more food stamps. No more welfare. Get to work. You know, you have to look at places where you can work. What can I do today? How can I serve others? How can I serve this? What can I do to make people's lives better? What can I do to make my life better? You know, time to get on it. Anyway, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this radio show tonight. This one came from my heart. Came from my heart on my concern for all of us. And as we start to change for the better, we'll start to change this planet and make it a better place. There's no need for war. We don't really need a war for anything. And there's no need for starvation. And maybe these kids are just pissed because they think they're entitled to something. Who knows? But we're not entitled to anything. You know, we're lucky that we get to wake up in the morning and breathe. But you being in charge, take care, take charge, keep on practicing. It's Dr. Woody. I'll be back in 2 weeks. In the meanwhile, study, practice, stay healthy. It'll make you wealthy. And that's it for tonight. It is now 8:59. And we're going to play the intro and say goodnight.
Join Dr. Wu D every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.